Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 5th of July. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we examine the freedom Jesus brings from the power of sin. We turn again to Romans chapter 6 and verses 12 to 23. Today we're reading from the Passion Translation. Sin's reign is over. Sin is a dethroned monarch, so you must no longer give it an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey its desires and craving. So then, refuse to answer its call to surrender your body as a tool for wickedness. Instead, passionately answer God's call to keep yielding your body to Him as one who has now experienced resurrection life. You live now for His pleasure, ready to be used for His noble purpose. Remember this, sin will not conquer you, for God already has. You are not governed by law, but governed by the reign of the grace of God. What are we to do then? Should we sin to our heart's content, since there's no law to condemn us anymore? What a terrible thought. Don't you realize that grace frees you to choose your own master? But choose carefully, for you surrender yourself to become a servant, bound to the one you choose to obey. If you choose to love sin, it will become your master, and it will own you and reward you with death. But if you choose to love and obey God, He will lead you into perfect righteousness. And thanks be to God, for in the past you were servants of sin, but now your obedience is heart deep. And your life is being moulded by truth through the teaching you are devoted to. And now you celebrate your freedom from your former master, sin. You've left its bondage, and now God's perfect righteousness holds power over you as His loving servants. I've used the familiar terms of a servant and a master to compensate for your weakness to understand. For just as you surrendered your bodies and souls to impurity and lawlessness, which only brought more lawlessness into your lives, so now surrender yourselves as servants of righteousness, which brings you deeper into true holiness. For when you were bound as servants to sin, you lived your lives free from any obligation to righteousness. So tell me, what benefit ensued from doing those things that you're now ashamed of? It left you with nothing but a legacy of shame and death. But now, as God's loving servants, you live in joyous freedom from the power of sin. So consider the benefits you now enjoy. You are brought deeper into the experience of true holiness that ends with eternal life. For sin's meager wages is death, but God's lavish gift is life eternal, found in your union with our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Amen. Do you ever feel imprisoned by the desire to do wrong and the failure to do the right thing? How can we break free from this prison life? When it comes to the power to change, freedom does not mean no rules or no limits. True freedom is when God gives us the ability to say yes to the things that are good for us and no to the things that are not. Freedom means the ability to say no. If you can't say no, that can quickly lead to obsession with whatever you cannot say no to. It can lead to compulsive behaviour, and in the worst cases, to addiction. If there are things you have tried to change in your life or about yourself, and you've reached the point where you realise you just don't have the power to go through with such changes, then a life in Jesus Christ is the answer. Only God has the power you need to make the changes you most desire. God's freedom gives you the power to say no to the things that harm you and yes to the things that bring better health, increasing joy, and a life of significance and purpose. God's freedom is the power to do the right thing. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you think further. Think about a time when you tried to change a bad habit. How did it go? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we learn how to break free from sin once and for all.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.